Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The good, the bad, the ugly on this Monday morning quarterback as the Ravens win 23-16 over the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens are now 5-5, still one game back of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Browns fall to 2-8. Ed Norris, what's good, man?
What's good about the NFL?
New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
I heard they were going to be, you know, improved and all the things we've said about them this year. I took it with a pillar of salt because I was like, how good could they be? They're really good, by the way. They're 9-2 right now, sitting atop the AFC East. And looking at their schedule, the remainder of the season, Bengals, Giants, Bills, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins. Say they lose the two games to the Bills and the Ravens, which is not a guarantee. They may easily win both those games. They'll be 13-4. There. If they lose those games, if they win those games, they could be like 15-2. This team has come out of nowhere, and they're really good because they should definitely mop up the Bengals and the Giants and the Jets. And I'm stunned. I mean, because when you look at the end of the season, if these guys are 13-4, 15-2, that's going to be some turnaround for that team. So that's what's good for me.
What's bad? Mike McDaniel's decision to go for it on fourth goal from the 1 yard line of the Washington Commanders and loses 2 yards on the run. It was 13-13, folks. 1:44 left in the game. Neither team could score. The Commanders hadn't scored the entire quarter. The Dolphins didn't score in the third quarter, but had a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. You're 26 points total in this game. You go for the points. You kick the field goal. Commanders almost put themselves in position to win this game. And on top of that, the Commanders had the ball. They threw the ball twice to the middle of the field. You know what the Dolphins did? Call timeout twice on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting the Commanders in a hurry-up situation with no timeouts, you call timeout because now you're thinking, well, maybe we can get the ball back. Or maybe you can give the Commanders enough time to line up for a field goal, which they did. They just missed the field goal. It was, in my opinion, Jeremy, for a guy that's supposed to be so genius offensively, the worst decision-making that I've seen in the last 2 minutes of a game in a long time. He was awful in the final 2 minutes of that game. This team saved his ass by kicking a field goal in the overtime because the Commanders, they turned the ball over. Was it an interception?
Yeah. Think
Marcus Mariota threw an interception.
First play,
which
right?
which means the first play now that you score is the game. But
yeah.
Mike McDaniel, your decision-making down the stretch was absolutely horrible. And if I had ugly, I would put it as ugly. But right now, I'm just going to say it's bad. What's ugly, Jeremy?
I'm going to throw a couple of things in here for ugly if I can.
Go ahead.
So I want to start off with the Falcons first off.
Okay.
How on earth you lose to the Panthers the way you lose after what happened. And it didn't matter that Michael Penix Jr. went down because Kirk Cousins, I got news for you. It's the same exact thing as Michael Penix Jr. Neither one of them are any good. You're going to get what you're going to get. But finally, Bijan Robinson gets in the end zone twice. And here they are. They cough it up to the Panthers of all teams after the Panthers looked dreadful last week. This is why you can't look at last week and go, oh, yeah, that's who they are. They're going to be this. Yeah. And then the next week. And the perfect example of that is the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
How do you do what you do?
And again, it makes no sense. Makes no matter that doesn't matter that Justin Herbert went down because he was bad too.
They were already getting their ass beat. Jacksonville was my lock of the week, and as I said to anybody that subscribed to my site, I know it's a vomit play. I know you're going to hate clicking that button, but it is absolutely 100% the right button to click.
Justin Herbert must hate going to Jacksonville. Remember they were up by 20 points at the half in a playoff game?
It was Jacksonville that came back and won that game on them, right?
In the playoff, yeah.
Oh, God. And it's not like Trevor Lawrence looked good. ATN got in. And even like Butin, Tootin or whatever the kid's name is that runs for them, the backup back, he was running all over them all game. And then he got hurt. And then so they went back to Travis Etienne, and all he did was punch in two touchdowns. So... they're going to get my ugly. And look, I can take Houston and Tennessee and just ball them up into a little bit of nothing and throw that thing in the garbage too, because those two teams, they're so... Watching Houston play offense is just... I'd rather slowly pull my nails off. It's brutal.
Let me ask you this. Ed.
Yes.
Who are the Chargers? Are we always at... Jim Harbaugh's there now. Is that organization just cursed?
It's starting to look like it because I... They look so good sometimes.
So many injuries.
They have been beat up. They have a lot of injuries.
You can't say injuries, though.
I know. I mean, they're only on their four-string running back, but no big deal. And then they had to trade for a left tackle.
The offense, yes.
Can't say injuries.
The tackle. They're decimated with injuries, too. But it's just, they're a pretty inconsistent team, even when they're healthy. So I don't know what to think about them. They're still ahead of the Chiefs. So the Chiefs are struggling, and they're definitely not winning that division. They're several wins now behind the Broncos. So I don't see them making that ground up.
I just realized, I thought initially the Cowboys and the Raiders played on Sunday.
It's tonight.
Yeah. So Rashawn is out there till tonight's game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's out there. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Why did they do that to us, Cowboys, Raiders, or Monday Night Football?
Because they can't imagine both of them being this terrible.
Actually,
Cowboys have the Eagles next week.
Is that college football, college basketball on tonight?
There's no good games tonight. There's nothing
like including Monday Night Football.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to say
local games.
I don't want to say there's no good games, but like there's no like marquee matchup that you're gonna.
Doesn't
say
matter. It's got to be better than this. You know, I'd rather watch Rice in Tennessee, 8:30 tonight, SEC Network. I'll watch that.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna be watching this football game. I'll probably watch some NBA too, and some hockey. Now that I'm a big
hockey fan,
big time hockey
hockey expert, aren't you?
I've like last week, I think up until yesterday. So I'll just say it this way: I hit 12 of my last 15 in the NHL, and have continued to just absolutely kill it. Two more plays on Saturday. I said I hate saying anything's a lock, but loved them.
VCU NC State at 7 o'clock.
You're stretching.
On the ACC Network. 7 o'clock. That's not stretching.
You're stretching.
It's not going up against anything at 7 o'clock.
No, but you're stretching trying to find something other than the NFL.
VCU NC State?
Yeah.
Not a good game?
No, it's not. You know it's not a good game.
That is a good game.
You know it's not a good game.
That's a good basketball game.
Okay. You watch that.
At 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
What is it up against?
NBA.
If I said to you Lamar versus UL Monroe, then you could say you're stretching it.
No,
but VCU and NC State are two named teams.
Lamon is a team that I want to watch play.
Who?
Lamon. Yeah. Lamon. I be watching this team play. It doesn't quite hit the same way as Ooh La La.
Ooh La La.
Louisiana Lafayette. And then they just started going by Louisiana.
Coach's Corner at 8:30. We'll hear post-game sound from John Harbaugh. But on the other side, we're giving out game balls on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, Jeremy.
Yeah.
the plot just thickened.
It didn't.
The VCU North Carolina State game has a local flavor to it. Matt Abel, Baltimore kid, plays for NC State. Actually averages 10 points a game as a freshman.
Let him know I'm not able to watch.
So the plot thickens. More reason to watch.
Here, let me just go to my handy dandy gambling page here.
Algorithm.
Let's talk about NC State a little bit. And this, like tonight, again, not you tried
the plot to, thickened again.
He tried to sell
Barry
you
a, Evans, stop. A Baltimore kid, plays for VCU.
He tried to convince us Tennessee Rice would be a game to watch, and Tennessee's a 26.5-point favorite. NC State is a 12.5-point favorite. They are going to take belt to ass to VCU tonight.
And I'll see a Baltimore
kid.
What?
Now I'm making it a play because now I want to watch it. And me, NC State.
7 o'clock. You're not going up against anything else, man. What else you got to do?
NBA. Let me see what's on the NBA. Ed, you tell me if any of these NHL games are any good. But, oh, man, the Clippers and the Sixers? Are you kidding me? The Pacers and the Pistons? You got that at 7? Actually, there is a couple. Milwaukee at Cleveland, good game. And there's a bunch of 7:30 games, Heat and Knicks. But in the NHL, at 7 o'clock tonight, Edmonton and Buffalo, no good. Vancouver, Florida's a minus 360 favorite. Never mind. Yeah, and then you got the Caps, minus 130 tonight. I like the Caps. No, nothing for you?
Nothing. I mean, Carolina-Boston may be good.
I like the over in that one.
Boston's in first. Carolina's good. I think Carolina and Boston would be the best game of the night.
You said Boston's in first. Why is Carolina? Let me make sure this line's right. They're minus 215 on the road to win.
They have a better record.
Carolina does? Than yeah. Boston? Oh, Boston's just in first place in a bad division?
No, it's a good division. I mean, it's just the Devils have more points than the Hurricanes, who are in second. They have 25 points. The Bruins have 24. So
being minus 200 on the road, though, I got to check the schedule to see where Boston was playing.
Let's give out game balls. I'm going with Tita Bay Owuzie. He gets my game ball. 5 tackles, 3 pass defenses yesterday, including a great play under 2 minutes in the end zone with the Browns. Looked like an obvious touchdown pass. He kept battle with the wide receiver, lodging the ball from him and keeping that game alive for the Baltimore Ravens. Jeremy, who gets your game ball?
I'm going to give it to Derrick Henry. A couple of big runs in that spot. We saw a guy that big run. Wish he would have gotten the end zone because you had to settle for 3. Maybe makes that game a little easier down the stretch.
And no burst.
Yeah. No burst. No fire. Did I just take your game ball?
You said your game ball was Kyle Hamilton.
You sure did.
Well, you said you wanted him.
I didn't. I said, okay, I'll take Derrick Henry.
Do you want Kyle Hamilton?
I'll take one or the other.
Okay.
So I'll take two? Hold on. Take two. Who's your game ball, Jeremy?
I'm giving my game ball to Woozie. Great defensive play at the end of I did. I pulled. Was that a press? No, so we can't even call it a pressing because he's not on the group chat when we send that out. What our, you know, all of our stuff is when he steals somebody.
He's not in here right now.
I know.
So his game ball is irrelevant.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. You brought up Mike Preston.
I brought up Mike Preston because he's done this before where he's taken someone's game ball and then somebody's like. Maybe that someone was me.
That was you.
My game ball goes to Kyle Hamilton, obviously. Guys all over the football field, made a ton of plays. Ed, go ahead and talk about somebody else.
Whatever you want. That's who you had picked. Anyway, I was going with Kyle Hamilton. I thought he had an amazing day.
That's who I had.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. We started off talking college basketball.
No, your ass had to do the squirrel
I'm
thing.
I'm not doubting you. I'm just listen. Yeah. Hey, calm down over there. Calm down. I thought weed was supposed to calm you down. We start off by talking college basketball.
I'm not on weed.
Then
I'm not on it, but I'm not on it.
Then we talk some NBA, hockey, and now you two can't figure out who your player, who gets the game ball.
No, he knew all along. He just let me keep digging. I'm looking over, and he's like, he's staring at me. I think I took his game ball. Yeah, I had Kyle Hamilton. Well.
Anyway, I'll give mine to Derrick Henry.
I just gave my name.
Derrick Henry with 18 carries, 103 yards.
Yeah, nearly 6 yards a carry. And, of course, the 59-yard run.
Scamper.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a hater say to me, well, he only had 100 yards because he had the 59-yarder.
That usually helps.
Let me say something, buddy. Most of the time, when running backs go over 100 yards, there's a big run somewhere. Yeah. When quarterbacks have over 300 yards or 250 passing, there's a big play somewhere.
How many running backs in this league get 20 carries? And you'd have to average 5 yards per carry on those carries without any long
range. Yeah. Zay Flowers had 78 yards receiving. There was a 45-yard play in there.
Yeah, but you don't count that one. This is why it would make sense to count the largest one that he had.
I don't even know how people think anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, you do.
Because they do say that.
They go the opposite of what you think.
Whatever.
That's what they do.
It's like one of the other ones is my favorite is the batting average during a hitting streak. We got a hit in every damn game. Of course it's going to look good. Hey, his last 9 games, he's hitting .482.
Yeah.
Come on. What does that even mean?
Too high.
Too high? I was just kidding. Too high, too far.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the fan. Monday morning quarterback. Ravens win 23-16 last night, or yesterday, I should say. So when the 4 o'clock starts on the East Coast, it feels like a night game because it's starting to get dark at kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost feels like a night game. Jeremy, are you liking where the Ravens are right now?
I think you have to. You know, like I think some people can point out, and if you look at the last 2 games against Minnesota and Cleveland, 2 what I believe to be good defenses. And in Minnesota, you play with the caveat that, like, Brian Flores, when he's in his bag and he's blitzing and he's getting to the spot, getting to the quarterback as many times as he's able to, it's going to be a long day. I think the offense is going to be fine. You got Lamar working off, if you want to call it any rust for being off for a period of time.
Right.
But you're getting healthier in some key spots. I think they're set up in a perfect position.
And the Steelers' schedule gets much tougher. I mean, they beat the Bengals yesterday. They traveled to Chicago. They got the Bears. Not an easy game. Get the Bills, the Ravens, the Dolphins, the Lions, the Browns, the Ravens again. I mean, they could lose a whole bunch of those games. Well, it gets much tougher now.
It does. A lot tougher, too, than you know you would want it to be at this given moment for the Baltimore Ravens. But it's going to get tougher in the playoffs.
That's the Steelers' schedule.
Okay.
So it gets much tougher for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to get tough for the Ravens in the postseason. I want that one home game. Remember 2012, they won the AFC North. They had one home game. That was against the Indy Colts. That was Andrew Luck's rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to go on the road to Denver. Who was after Denver?
Denver was
New England.
New England.
Yeah.
To go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So they did this before. Win the North, get that home playoff game. And if you have to go on the road at that point, go on the road and take care of business.
Again, the 2 things that stand out is that you're in playoff mode from here on out. So, and it's been that way for a couple weeks now, knowing that. And granted, you could still lose a game and still win your division and all those things. But playoff mode, try not to lose, so you're keeping this train rolling.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I keep asking is, when do we know if they're actually good again? You know, with the way that this league's gone, there's not a lot of good teams, and you have a bunch of bad ones on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just get healthy at the right time and you're facing bad teams? I don't think that's what it is, but I'm saying there's always that possibility.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the fan. Monday morning quarterback, Ravens 5-5 on a year, 1 game back of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And as Ed Norris pointed out, if you look at the schedule down the stretch, if you could choose the schedules between the 2 teams, you'd much rather have the Ravens schedule than the Pittsburgh Steelers schedule.
Definitely.
And no doubt about that. AFC North report, we'll have that at 8:45. But on the other side, Coach's Corner, sound from John Harbaugh from the postgame up next on The Fan.
Coach's Corner, sponsored by Rice Law. Injured? Best advice? Call Rice.
Now, we're going to talk about your whole Bo Nix thing, not now, because this is John Harbaugh's
time. He sucks.
All right. John Harbaugh talked about something that doesn't suck, Cleveland's defense.
Played the same the whole game. You know, I mean, yeah, they had a couple runs on us early. We had to clean up some gap control and some tackling, and once we got that cleaned up, it seemed like they were rolling.
Ed, your thoughts on the Cleveland Browns defense?
They're very good. I mean, I knew they're going in. They're one of the best defense in the league. They only give it up, I think, 97 yards a game on the ground, so like top 10. They weren't at the very top, but they're still top third. And the pass rush is ridiculous. Miles Garrett yesterday, well, the good news is the Ravens have 15 sacks now finally. Yeah, so is Miles Garrett. So The entire team is tied with Myles Garrett for sacks. He had four yesterday, five against the Patriots.
I mean, he's good. So if you're tied with him, that makes you good.
That's
that means
true.
You're good, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. 15 sacks. Ridiculous. He had five against the Patriots, four against the Ravens.
Well, he only has 15 sacks because he had nine in two games.
That's right. That's exactly how I think. You're correct. Yeah.
You've heard of Tush Push, Ed?
They're good. Yeah.
Well, now you heard of Hurricane.
Well, I didn't hear it. We were talking about it. And, I mean, I heard that I knew it was going to be called, but it was part of the conversation. And I was excited. You know, it was a good call. We talked about calling that if we got inside of one. If we weren't inside of one, we weren't going to go for it. And but we got the one because Lamar and Hop execute and make a play and gets us down in there. And then I can't remember the sequence of events, but that was the call that was going to be made. And man, it was so beautifully executed. When you see it, and a good idea has many fathers, right? But when you see it executed well, I mean, that's what makes it a good idea. And that's what I'm probably most proud of.
I knew a guy that I grew up with, a kid I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know who his father was. There was a lot of possibilities, but his name wasn't Good Idea.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. He had many fathers.
His name Broken Rubber? No. Sorry.
I had a kid that grew up with two dads. I don't know that that was what everybody thought was a good idea back then either. So.
A good idea has many fathers.
I don't know which quote was better. That
by the way, the
name
of the play is Hurricane.
The one that Jameis Winston had.
What's that?
You can lead a horse to battle, but it's something about the Lord.
It can't sharpen his sword.
He's something else. He doesn't throw a pick the whole game and throws one to lose the game.
Mark Andrews with the big touchdown run yesterday of 35 yards. And John Harbaugh talked about how important that play was to him with all the hate that he's been receiving.
I think that's such a good point. I mean, you know, that's what life is, you know, and football. And maybe it's one of the reasons why people are so attracted to the sport and to the NFL because you see that adversity play out in front of everybody's eyes, you know. And then you get the criticism or the outside noise or whatever that people have to deal with, which is the same thing that people go through in their everyday life, right? So you can relate to it. So you see Mark go through that, or Lamar's been through that. So many guys have been through those things. Then you see them overcome like that. And that's what that verse is all about, you know, that kind of courage and not to be dismayed and to maintain your faith and faith and guts and keep fighting, you know. And, you know, the Lord is with you wherever you go, you know, just hope and belief and all those things that mean so much. I think people relate to that when they see it. So, yes, to your point, that's the long version of the answer. But I think that's a great point.
He dropped a 2-point conversion in a playoff game that eventually lost the game. Mm-hmm. He did not talk about it after the game. Is it hate or is it people just stating what happened? How is that hate? Mm-hmm. Are we not supposed to talk about the negative? Why is it when you talk about the negative, it's hate?
I don't think it's how you're perceiving it. It's like he's going to get negative views. I think it's the fact that you get death threats. You get people saying, I think that's
okay.
What he's,
okay.
At least in my opinion.
I don't want to
put words in his mouth because we wouldn't have heard that quote after a loss. But, you know, after a win, you can get into all these different things.
Did you know John Harbaugh had a birthday?
No.
Recently. Mm-mm. And he talked about not taking gifts because the team wasn't winning.
Hmm? Did he?
Last night, and I reminded him again afterwards that my birthday was on September 23rd, and they were kind of, they had fun with it because it was so many years. They gave me a jersey with how many years old I am on it. I can tell you, it was definitely an offensive lineman number. And I got a couple presents, and we were getting ready to play the Lions and didn't have time to open them. I said, well, I'm open them up after. And then we lost. I'm like, well, I'll open them up after we win. And then we didn't win, you know, for 5 weeks, 4 weeks. We didn't have time. And I opened it up this week going into this game. And one of them was this coin that a friend sent. And it's got a warrior on it. And the back of it is Joshua 1:9. And it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I talked to the guys and I just told them, I think what I was so emotional about last week was their courage. and their ability to not be dismayed in times of adversity or when things look tough and dark. And that is what won this game again.
You know, I'm going to make fun of John Harbaugh for a lot of things, mm-hmm. but I do not, if you notice, I never make fun of him when he talks about his faith, because I think that's a big part of who he is.
It's very true. It's very real.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of why he's been able to stand the test of time. And I think his faith has a lot to do with it. There are a lot of things you can make fun of him about, and I take the liberties to do that. This is one that I choose not to, because I think that's genuine.
Then I'll do it. All right. So, no. That you won't. We won't hear that after a loss, though. You're not going to hear all those long scripture quotes after a loss. Just not going to happen.
John Harbaugh talked about the game plan before the game.
Yeah, we didn't have enough to say we played. And you practice your game plan, and the game plan was going to be good for their offensive system and what they're doing. They're not going to change that. You know, they're not going to change who they are. You don't know how the quarterback's going to look exactly, but you just got to kind of take care of your own business.
And they took care of their own business yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's what the game plan was, then they executed the game plan.
You had three straight road wins, and granted, you did get a bye after the first one, but you won three straight road games in a time where you're absolutely desperate. And granted, I know the opponents, I know all of that.
But that's when you lose those games.
But look at this. Look at what's happened this year. Buffalo losing to Miami, Miami beating Atlanta. And we're just going to point out all of Miami's wins. Is that what I'm going to do here? But, you know, you look at some of the bad losses. How about the Rams losing to the 49ers when they're at home on Thursday night, and the 49ers team is completely banged up? They didn't have any starting wide receivers.
Yeah.
They were all backups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler Loop yesterday, the rookie has been playing well, I think, lately. 3 of 3 field goals, 11 points, a long of 44. Harbaugh talked about his rookie kicker after the game.
Yeah, that was part of the deal. That was what we thought, and we weren't going to do anything unless it was close enough to go for it.
Yeah, you know, you put the ball on the right leg of Loop. That's trust.
Yeah.
Are you getting to the point, Ed, where you just, when he lines up the kick, there's no more anxiety?
Yeah, I am, Mac. I'm there already.
Yeah,
I'm there. I'm like, you know, he's good. He's consistent. He's got a strong leg. If he misses, it happens. That's how I feel it right now.
Jeremy, when you have arguably the greatest kicker in the history of the National Football League, you spend a lot of time talking about him. But in most cities, when you don't talk about the kicker, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you look at all the teams that are chasing kickers. Did you watch what happened yesterday with teams missing extra points, missing short field goals, how the games came down and why teams lost, and being able to trust. Like, we had a couple of really windy games yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think Cleveland was, New York, Philly late. There were a couple in that area on the East Coast where it was just super windy and
super sad.
Anyway, super windy. Sorry. And again, like, you watch kickers miss short field goals and you're going, thank God we don't have that problem.
Now, Jeremy, I know you are a huge Ja'Marr Chase fan, and the video is suggesting, and looks like, that he spit on Jalen Ramsey yesterday.
Crystal clear.
Yes, yeah.
Crystal clear. So he slowed it down. He clearly spit on Ramsey.
It could have been an accident. Let's pump our brakes.
Now, we got a cold, you're saying?
With that being said, now Ramsey, because first I thought, Ramsey, why would you do something so stupid in a game like this? I've never had anybody spit on me. But I do not know what my reaction would be if someone did.
I can tell you if you want to know what your reaction would be.
Me too.
Because it's one of the most disgusting things that can happen to you, where somebody just lets, like I told you about the cook at the pizza shop I worked at when he started beating that homeless dude with a belt after he called him Saddam Hussein and poor. It was so funny. He's whipping this guy's ass with this belt because he hocked a loogie and spit right in his face.
Yeah.
After he was telling him to leave the store. And it's so weird as he's beating this guy with the belt, the homeless guy's doing like the Charleston. He's like, ha-choo, ha, hey, ha, hoo, ha. He's just dancing. And you're like, what the hell is going on? It's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's disgusting. More fan reaction at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we go through the AFC North up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
NFC North report. Baltimore Ravens taking care of business yesterday in the division against the Cleveland Browns. And right now, Ed, Browns just aren't very good. They haven't been good for a while since Baker Mayfield left. They are 2-8 on the year. And they're so bad that you have the gang's best pass rusher put together two games where he had 9 combined sacks. And you can't even win those games. How bad are the Browns right now? Are they the worst team in football?
No, Titans are the worst team in football.
Okay.
But the Browns are right there. They've been rebuilding since 1964, their last championship. I mean, they're just terrible, terrible. And they say, with a defense like that, you're a two-win team. It's unbelievable. But Garrett has 15 sacks now. He had, like I said, 4 yesterday, 5 against the Patriots 2 weeks ago. He's something else, but the Browns, they're just bad. They really are. They can't figure out the quarterback situation. They're in the middle of another mess now. And even when they had a good quarterback, Baker Mayfield, they mistreated him, and now he's having success with the Buccaneers. It just, they can't get out of their own way, but good.
Jeremy, I don't think they want to get out of their way. You know why? Okay, they traded Joe Flacco within the division. If they had Joe Flacco right now, they'd at least have 4 wins. They don't want 4 wins.
No.
4 wins won't get them what they want in the draft. They have 2 first-round draft picks, and they have 2 quarterbacks who stink. And allegedly, the quarterback that came in the game second yesterday stinks less than the one who started the game. We don't know whether that's true or not. But I think this is corporate tanking. You can't get 53 people to agree to lose a game. So the best thing you do, is to get a coach who's probably going to be done at the end of the year, the worst roster that he can have.
You don't put your best foot forward.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is. You
for administration.
Yeah, I've talked about this. It's easier to see it in basketball where you're like, wait a minute, why are these guys getting all the minutes? Mm-hmm. Well, because we're not trying. We're not telling you we're not trying, mm-hmm. but we're showing you we're not. And like, this is where it gets me with these teams, because Cleveland does not want to win. I have no issue with them trading Joe Flacco. Like, part of me was even saying maybe they just don't want to throw Shador out there with the way that this team's set up with the offensive line and all that. I don't think that's it at all. I just don't think either one of those guys are any good. Shador or Gabriel. Mm-hmm. I think
I think they're both terrible.
Time will tell with Shador, but people want to give mm-hmm. him credit. Like, you see how he scrambled? Yeah, I saw when he scrambled for the 20-yard sack when he ran backwards.
Yeah.
And granted, that was on third down, so it's hard to fault him for that. But, like, let it play out and see if he's good or bad before you want to crown him. But the interesting thing, too, with the Browns team here, and we look at this division, is why would these teams want to win right now? They've got so many things to figure out. And I know people are like, that's counterproductive. It's in the business model. If the business model, if losing is better for you to get better sooner, then it makes sense to lose.
Yeah.
Even though you can't tell your players to do
that. What league can you get better in the draft faster than the National Football League?
You just got to find the right guy. Just don't be the Jets.
Well, the Browns.
Don't be the Browns. You guys are still going to stink. Sorry.
The 2 other divisional teams played one another as well. The Steelers beating the Bengals 34-12. Bad news is Aaron Rodgers went out. They're saying it could be a broken left wrist. Mason Rudolph came in. He did go 12-16 for 127 and a touchdown. But do not be fooled. I probably would have went 10-16 against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. You ain't winning a lot of games with Mason Rudolph.
No, you're not. But you know whose backup quarterback's better than their starter? The Steelers, because Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers. That dog don't hunt now, man. The passes he throws, the decisions he makes, that's the worst defense in football. And I know, like, backups can come in and have success. Like, there were open players all over the field, and he just wasn't hitting them.
Right. Kind of funny. Since he grew that mustache, He looked like Freddie Mercury was playing quarterback. He really did. He had a little overbite, it looked like. He had the mustache. I'm like, aw.
Pittsburgh Steelers with Mason Rudolph. You think they're better off? You think Aaron Rodgers is not as good as Rudolph, but you think they're better off with Rudolph?
I think they're a better team with him than with Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
And like, can I say this? They suck either way.
Okay.
They just suck less.
Yes.
I just think Aaron Rodgers is a detriment to that offense. He does not make good decisions anymore. He does not get the ball from point A to point B. Mason Rudolph's arm looked stronger than Aaron Rodgers yesterday in throwing some of the deep balls.
At this point, it probably is.
There was a rumor that Mike Tomlin had to briefly chin check Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Not physically, but, you know, like, hey, whoa.
Proverbial.
Yeah. You're in Pittsburgh, dude.
I'm going to check your chin.
You're not in Green Bay. You ain't ruling nobody over here. But I don't like, this is a bad division. It's a good time for the Ravens to start 1-4. If ever there was a good time, Ed, for the Ravens to start 1-4, this is the year for it. Because any other time you start off at 1-4 in the AFC North, you and I both know, you're not catching up.
No, because the AFC North used to be like the AFC West, where you got, you know, three teams who head for the playoffs usually. So, yeah, this is a very, very fortunate for them because, frankly, if they were in any division other than this one, they'd have a tough time. I mean, even, you know, Indy's 8-2. The Broncos 9-2. New England's 9-2. Those are division leaders. At 5-5, that's a hell of a climb, and they don't have that. They're only, half a game behind the Steelers?
And they were 1-4, won the next game to go 2-4, and national people were saying that they were the best team in the division.
Yeah,
at 2-4.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
They were still favored to win the division, even though everybody here is going, this team sucks, they're not winning. Why are we talking? Remember all the people saying, why are we talking playoffs? Mm-hmm. This is why. Because your division is hot ass. Like, it's just, these teams suck, man.
Not has a hot ass?
No.
It's just hot ass.
Yeah, it's just,
Describe hot ass to us.
Like, you can smell it from 3 feet away.
Yeah.
You know,
and,
like.
And after you let it go, the heat is still there?
Yes. You know, like when you played pickup ball against somebody and they went to back you down, you're like, come on, man. You ain't showered. When's the last time you took?
Oh! Yeah. I know what you're talking.
I didn't think he was going to.
What?
You ain't.
Showered. He definitely, I can smell it. Did you wipe?
Oh, like, my God, Jerry.
Hot ass.
I thought you had thought that we were not on air.
The only team worse is that the only division worse is the NFC East.
Oh.
After the Eagles?
Nothing.
Three win teams.
I was looking.
3-3-2. That's how it goes. 3-3-2. That's the wins for the rest of them.
I was trying to find reasons to take the Raiders tonight plus the points. Mm-hmm. I like the under, but it's funny. As I'm looking at the game, I'm going, well, the Cowboys have the Eagles next week. Could there be a look-ahead game? I said, what the hell are they looking ahead for, man? They can't beat who's in front of them. It doesn't matter.
We go around the NFL and get out MVPs at 9:15. Mike Preston joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Fan reaction on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.